We welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by the guy who all he does is score touchdowns, Chris Polk, Eagles running back. Congrats, man. I know you're not celebrating because I know we're already on to the Giants, but first snap, offensive snap in his NFL career, and the man just, it's an easy touchdown. Mm-hmm. And how was it? So first of all, to go back to, they call you in, it's goal line situation, coaches say, hey, you're up 32.
You know, going back to that and seeing Bryce come out, they're like, Chris, get in. So look at Deuce, like.
Which Chris are you talking about?
Me? Yeah. Like, Chris, get in. So, oh, okay. So I just run in there, you know, they call the play, and man, it was just an easy run. Thank you to all the linemen that made that real easy. You know, without them, that's not possible. But it's just, you know, this is a great feeling.
I imagine had you been given some time to think about it, you would have been perhaps a bit nervous going into that situation.
Nah, not nervous. You know, because
I was excited. You know, I want to say excited.
More excited. Just, you know, get the jitters out. You know, first carry just to get hit because, you know, I want to get hit. But, you know, it's just nothing like it.
And now I will say I'm disappointed. The touchdown celebration was weak. There really wasn't one.
Yeah.
It was just kind of, which I, you know, look, I saw the Brian Westbrook years here. He would just hand the ball back to the referee, and that's the way it should be. But, I mean, I don't know. Did you, in your mind, when you were a kid, ever dream when I score my first NFL touchdown, I'm going to do something?
I knew, like, you know, my first NFL touchdown, you know, you got to give glory to God because, you know, without God, nothing's possible. So, you know, I felt like, you know, I did the right thing. But my next one, I don't know.
Crazy.
Yeah, I got
to
do something else.
Well, in all seriousness, though, it was great to see you on the field. 3 carries, 33 yards, a couple of catches, big plays. Hopefully, I guess, you know, you convince the coaches that you are worthy of more playing time. That's the goal here.
Yeah, you know, hopefully. But, you know, it's a long season still. And, you know, whatever they want me to do, whether if they want me to play special teams, block, catch, whatever, or even punt, you know, I just, you know, anything's better than, you know, sitting out like I did last year injured. I'm just trying to do, you know, whatever to get on the field and help the team.
There must have been a feeling of helplessness last year when you look back at it, Chris. I mean, you're a rookie. You make the team. You're excited. And then you don't get much playing time because you're injured.
Yeah, that's one of the, you know, probably the second time in my life I've ever, you know, sat out and just missed, you know, a season. And, you know, especially, you know, going through all the things we went, you know, roller coaster of a season, you know, I felt like not only did I let myself down, let, you know, organization down, my teammates down, and also the city. And, you know, I made a promise to myself, you know, just to, when that moment comes again, just be 100% healthy and just be all in. Because you never know. That's the beauty about this league, because it's such a long season. You know, it doesn't matter where you are at the depth chart. Your number can be called at any time. And, you know, when they call it, you just got to make the most of it.
Year one to year two, now that you're into the second year here, we're a quarter of the way through the season. Has it, not only physically, but has it mentally really slowed down for you?
You know, I would say, you know, somewhat, being that, you know, I just went through it for a year. So, you know, I have kind of a feel for it. But, you know, actually getting in the game, I don't have too much, you know, experience. So,
right.
You know, come from practicing the game, it's just really, you know, amplified a little.
Is the grind week to week? Is the grind week to week? You're more used to that sense of what happens between Sunday and the following Sunday.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just getting, you know, familiar with.
It's tough for me too.
Yeah,
familiar
with it.
You don't need to speak well here. I mean, in post career, yes, but we care about what you do on the field more than what you do in this interview room. So
yeah.
That's my job. So. Familiar.
Yeah, so just, you know, just getting familiar with it, you know, just the week in, week out, and just, you know, just really treating and acting like a professional, you know, something, you know, get used to.
Yeah, it is. It's a big jump. You're asked to be a grown man at the age of 22, 23 years old, and
mm-hmm.
I don't think people really understand all that
yeah,
entails.
Like, you really don't realize how much it entails until you actually, you know, out of college and you're actually in it, you know, because I remember when I first got my house, I really sat down and, like, almost cried to myself, like, this is really, like, something that's mine. Because when I was back home, I was sleeping on the couch. I didn't even have a bedroom. Then I actually had to buy salt and pepper. I never had to buy salt and pepper plates, shower curtains, and just paying your bills. Just the real world is, you know, it's tough. So.
That's why you need a lady. Chris, let's talk a little bit about the running game. It is number one in the NFL. The scheme seems to be very effective. Great depth with LeSean, Bryce, and yourself. You know, talk about how you fit into the offense and just how it's working so well in the run game.
You know, definitely. You know, schemes is just, you know, amazing. It asks a lot of the running backs, you know, running the ball, catching, blocking, and just, you know, I just feel like, you know, we're like, at, you know, sometimes, most of the time, we're a centerpiece. So, you know, yeah. We got to just get going. But you know, going back to the running backs, you know, I feel like we all complement each other. You know, LeSean's a really elusive guy. He's going to shake the whole defense. Bryce is the speed and power, and I'm the balance. And, you know, I'm, like, right in between those two. You know, mm-hmm. I can – I mean, I'm not – you know, I'm not the fastest, but I'm fast. But I also just want to hit you in just one cut and just get upfield.
What are the Giants looking like? Big game on Sunday.
They're looking real good. They're definitely better than their record entails, you know, just like we are. And, you know, they're just going to come out there with the hair on fire. They're trying to, you know, win the division just like we are, so – you know, can't take them lightly.
NFC East game on Sunday. Chris Polk in studio. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Next touchdown. I want to see something now.
I got you.
All right, let's. Yeah, yeah. Chris Polk in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.